Starting with Hashem, Hilchas Melicha, Shir 24, Simen Ein Gimel, Sif Dalet. Now, this Sif is based on the continuation of the Gemara that we saw in the beginning of the Simen regarding Kavod. Let's see inside. It's in Chulin, Daf Kuf, Yud Aleph, Amun Aleph, 10 lines from the bottom. The Gemara says, Itmar, Kavodot Ilove Bisra Shari, liver roasted above meat is mutter. Dama Mishuk Sharek, or Mishrak Shorig, according to the Girsa on the side. The blood slides off. The blood that comes out of the liver slides off the meat below it, and therefore you can roast liver above meat. Kichla, the otter, ilave biswa aser, to roast it above meat is aser. Maitaima cholev sruche misrach. Milk clings, it gets absorbed into the meat below it, and will aser the meat below it. Rabdimim min hado, masni ipcha. However, Rabdimim min hado learned the opposite. Kichla ilove biswa shari, to roast otter above meat is mutter. Maitaima cholav shchuta derabonon. Since the milk that comes out of the otter is only midrabonon, since it did not come out when the animal was alive, so therefore this milk is only derabonon, therefore we could be makel. Kavda ilove biswa asur. But to roast liver above meat is asur. Why? Dam d'ayvaisa. Blood is d'ayvaisa. So Tosfos asks that since it's being roasted, so the blood is cooked, so therefore it's derabanan. So Tosfos answers that since as soon as it comes out, it's derabaisa, even though later it's going to get cooked, and now it will only be derabanan, therefore I'm all machmer. However, by the milk of an udder, it's always derabanan. And therefore, Mavdim min hador is machmer. So the halacha, the Gemara continues, Dorosh Maremar, Hilchosa, the halacha is, Ben Kavda, Ben Kichla, both liver, both udder, Tusi Bisri Shuri, to roast below meat is mutter, ilove biswa diavid in lechatchilalei. But to roast it above meat is only mutter b'diavid. But lechatchila, one should not roast liver or udder above meat. That's the Gemara. So Tosfos in Divrei Maschil, Domo Mishruk Shorek, asks on the beginning of the Gemara. The beginning of the Gemara we said that to roast liver above meat is mutter because of Mishruk Shorek. The Tosfos says, why can't we say it's mutter? Because of kibbol lekach poltoi. The blood will get absorbed, but it will come out because of kibbol lekach poltoi. So Tosfos answers that since liver has a lot of blood, therefore lechatchila we do not say kibbol lekach poltoi. So now Rashi, the last Rashi on the page, says as follows. Elchaso uledidon asur legamer lechatchila, by us in all cases asur lechatchila, meaning even to roast the liver below meat. Lefisha shpudim shelano einan tluyin. Because our spits are not hanging, meaning vertical, ela sheichvist, rather they're lying, meaning the shpudim were put in a horizontal position. Upa'amim shamarim zonav hashpud benimtza tachtun elyon. And sometimes you lift the tail end of the spit, and it comes out that the bottom is on top. Upa'amim shamashpile, and sometimes you lower the tail end of the spit, benimtza chaveri elyon, and it's going to come out that the other side of the spit is on top. So therefore, you can never make sure that one is on top and one is on the bottom. Hilkach ben shakovit letzad haroish, or ben shehu letzad hazonav asur. Therefore, whether the liver is on the head of the spit or on the tail of the spit, it's asur because sometimes the spit moves, it's either raised or lowered, in a way that the top might come out to be the bottom, and the bottom will come out to be the top. But in the shpud of the time of the Gemara, that they would roast the shpud vertically, so what was on top always remained on top, and what was on bottom always remained on bottom. Therefore, you can lechatchila roast it in a way that the liver is below meat. So we see that to roast liver below meat is mutter, but to roast it above meat is asur lechatchila mutter b'di'evid. That's the Gemara in Chulin Kufir Aleph. Now the question is going to be, what's the din if the liver was salted? Does it have the same din as our Gemara, or is it a different din? So on this is the Tosfos in Psachim, Daf Ayin Dalad. We'll see the Tosfos when we get to the Shach. So now let's see the Mechaber. Sif Dalad. The Mechaber says, Im tzalu im basur betanuim shebimei chachmei ha-Talmud shepim lamala yiyya ha-Kovid lamata v'loy lamala. If you roast meat in the ovens in the time of the Gemara, that the mouth was on top, and they would stick the spit straight in a vertical position, the liver has to be on bottom and not on top. Or b'dievad mutter, but b'dievad it's mutter, even if the kavod was roasted above the meat. Or b'shpudim shetzelim etzel ha'esh, however the spits that they roasted over the fire, in a horizontal position, also let's say in basar, You cannot roast the liver with meat, lechatchila, afilu kavod lamata, even if the liver is below the meat, because you're afraid that it might get lifted to be on top of the meat. However, b'deavad it's mutter because of mishrak sharak. And so the Shach says, like we saw in the Gemara, that the reason it's mutter is because of mishrak sharak. Then he brings Lavush that says that the reason is because of Kabbalah Kachpaltai, but he argues that he says that we see explicitly in the Gemara that the reason it's mutter, but the effort is because of Mishrak Sharak. So now let's see the Ramah. The Ramah says, Miu im nemlecha ha-koved, kvar, mutter letzleisim basar. However, if the liver was already salted, you can roast it with meat, afilu al-gabi bisu, even above meat. The kabbarnas may domai, because there's less blood, v'avi kabbas al-gabi basar. And now it has a din of meat above meat, and therefore you can roast it even above meat. So the question is, over here, what does the Ramah mean when he says even above meat? Does he mean even above meat and definitely below meat or not? So we'll see now in the Taz and Shach that discuss this point. So let's see the Taz inside. The Taz and Sifkot and Vov says as follows. Afilu agabi biswa. Even if it was roasted above meat, the Ramah says it's mutter. L'chura mashma. We can infer the kol shekein tachas habasar, that all the more so it's mutter to roast the liver under meat. He says even above meat, and all the more so under meat. So the Taz questions the kosha or tachas habasar vade aser. Under the meat should certainly be aser. Kivin shemayrikan bebasar shaloi nemlach. Since we're talking about over here a meat that was not salted, kamoishes sayim v'havi kabasar al gabei basar, like the Ramah concludes, that it's like salting one piece of meat above another piece of meat. So to salt one piece of meat above the other piece of meat is only if they're both not salted. Vim kein yehi asur letzleis hakoved shenimlach tachas habasar sheloi nimlach. So therefore, it should be asur to roast the liver below meat that was not salted. Why? Dohar l'Rabbeinu Tam havi hakoved shenimlach k'may basar shenimlach. Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, liver that's salted has a din of meat that was salted, because according to Rabbeinu Tam, salting will take out all the blood from liver. Like we wrote in Sif Aleph. And therefore, since the liver is like a piece of meat that was already salted, you cannot roast it below meat. Because you cannot roast a piece of meat that was not salted with a piece of meat that was salted, if the one that was salted is below the one that was not salted. And Rabbeinu Tam's opinion is the main opinion la halacha. But we're machmer, we're stringent not to paskin like him. But the ikur halacha is like Rabbeinu Tam. So therefore over here we have to take on the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, since it's a main opinion, and we'll come out that according to Rabbeinu Tam, you cannot roast liver below meat, just like you cannot roast a piece of meat that was salted below a piece of meat that was not salted. So the Taz brings a drisha, or b'drisha kasevalze. The drisha answers this question, the Ramah Mayrish HaKovid Nimlach V'lo Yehudach, that the Ramah is speaking about where the liver was salted and was not washed, that dying poilot tzir, that's still giving off tzir. Adkan, that's the drisha. So the Taz says, V'lo Yehudach HaKol Gambese, it does not seem to me that we can be lenient even in such a case, even if it wasn't washed, V'lo Tzleisid Tachas Basa Shulay Nimlach, and roasted below meat that was not salted, D'lay Mehadizeh Elba Melicha, because this we learned, that the blood that gets absorbed will come out, or since it's giving off tzir, they won't be boiled out from the piece on top. That's only by melicha, by salting, like we learned in Siman Ayin, Meshe'enkin b'tzliya, but not by roasting. She'yivla yedei ha'esh min ha'isur l'chatchila, because the fire will cause the asur blood coming from the top piece to get absorbed l'chatchila, and only b'di'evet do we say k'bo l'kach poltoi, by roasting. So the Taz says, v'nira pashut ramo lo yehitur tachas habasar. That seems to me that the Ramah did not mean to permit to roast the liver below meat. Rather, before, he says that if the liver was salted, you could roast it with meat side by side. Meaning our shpudim, which are side by side, you can roast the liver next to meat if the liver was salted. Because we saw that in our shpudim, if the liver was not salted, you can't even roast it side by side. So Ramah is saying that that if it was salted, you could do it side by side. Well, Zeh Omer, and this Ramah says, Afilo al gabe basar nami, then you could even roast it above meat. Aval tachas habasar pshita sha'asar. But The Rambam means, according to the Taz, that below meat is aser to roast the liver, since Meikar Hadin has the din of meat that was already salted. That's the opinion of the Taz. However, the Shach learns differently. Let's see inside. Sifkot Yud Dalet. The Shach says, Afilo Agabi Bisra, even if you roasted the liver above meat, Mashma, the Kol Shekhen Tusi Bisra. You can infer from the Ramah that certainly under meat, you can roast the liver. V'chein Mashma, Betesis, Rech Perkreitz Etzoylin, Deva Maschal, Kaboy Likach Poltoy Lahedra. This is how it says explicitly in Tosfos in Perek Tzitzilin in the seventh Perek of Pesachim. Shekosvu liyashiv hod Tzitzilin zapesach im hakoved the noisin kri ayev ubnei mayev l'soichay afilu lechatchila. The din over there is that by korban Pesach, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yisrael Glili, you'd cut off the feet of the animal and you take out the intestines, wash out the intestines and the whole inner organs of the animal. And after you washed out the intestines, you'd put the feet together with the organs and the intestines back into the animal and roast it once inside the animal. So Tosfos is coming to explain this din, Aliba demanda Omar, Kavdo iluya biswa afilu di evid osir. According to the opinion that we learned in the Gemara, that to roast a liver above meat is osir even b'di evid, the halacha we said that b'di evid is mutter, but we saw the opinion that to roast liver above meat is osir even b'di evid. So how do they roast the liver of the Korban Pesach inside the animal? Once it's inside, it has a din of being roasted above the animal. So in the parentheses, the Shach says, Avlamanda Omer kavdi iluya bisra de lachatchila hu da'aser. According to the opinion that to roast liver above meat is only aser lachatchila, kas v'sham, Tosfos says, Degabe Pesach lo yechmiru v'shor lachatchila. That since it's only aser lachatchila, by Pesach, we were not machmer, and therefore they permitted it lechatchila, and therefore it's not a question on the Manda Amar that says that it's asu lechatchila to roast liver above meat. But according to the Manda Amar, that's asu even b'dievid to roast liver above meat. How do they permit to roast the liver inside the Korban Pesach? So Tosfos answers the huyamid kagoyin shamalach habnei mayim melicha gemura. That the opinion that holds the b'dievid it's asu will say that they first salted the intestines and the organs before they put it into the animal. The afilu l'kdeira hitiru Rabbeinu Tam al yedei melicha gemura. And then, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if the liver is salted, it's mutter like any other piece of meat, and therefore it could be put inside the animal. And even though the liver is salted, but the animal was not salted, the fire draws the blood towards it, and therefore the liver will not absorb from the animal. Afilu l'fi min hageinu. She'ein mevashlan kavod al yedei shum melicha, and even according to us, that the minig is not to cook liver through salting it, because we're machmer not like Rabbeinu Tam. Mikol makom kivon de nimlach b'melichas kadeira. Nonetheless, since it was salted, like you salt meat in order to cook it, nismayet domoy, it will have less blood. V'lei aser tvei mishabaster shalay nimlach, and it won't be any different than other meat that was not salted. So you'll have the liver that has the same din as meat that was not salted, or biswa gabi biswa shorei lechatchila l'kuli alma, and to roast meat above meat that both were not salted is mutter lechatchila, according to everybody, and therefore it would be mutter to roast the liver inside the Korban Pesach, because since it was salted, it's like a piece of meat that was not salted. Ad kan l'shoni. That's Tosfos. So the Shach says v'im kain afshin nimlach hakoved. So the same would be that if the liver was salted, you can put it below meat. Because we see to put it inside the meat is mutter lechatchila. So if you could put it inside the meat lechatchila, you could also put it below meat lechatchila. So that's according to us, that we say that if you don't hold like Rabbeinu Tam, but since the liver is salted, it has a din of meat that was not salted. So now the Shach says, ulefi zeh muchach de gam lo Rabbeinu Tam shori. So from here it's clear that even according to Rabbeinu Tam it's mutter, b'chai gavna, in such a case that it was salted, afilu lechatchila, even lechatchila. So now these few words are a little bit hard to understand, because from the simple reading of Tosfos you can say that when does he say it's mutter lechatchila? Only according to us, that we say that salted liver has a din of unsalted meat. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, that salted liver has a din of salted meat, how do we know that lechatchila is mutter? Could be, it's only by Korban Pesach. We saw in the beginning of Tosfos that by Korban Pesach, where it's normally b'di'eved mutter, by Korban Pesach we say even lechatchila it's mutter. So how do we know that according to Rabbeinu Tam, even lechatchila, it's mutter? So the Prima Gadam seems to answer that the Shach learns from the words lekuli alma, the end of Tosfos, that he means even according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's mutter lechatchila. And in any case, the Shach is saying that both according to the way we paskin and according to Rabbeinu Tam, you can roast salted liver below meat. So then the Shach says, Vadrisha kosav b'sif yud aleph, b'zele shonei, tzorach lema de masha kosav ha-toisvus shem mutter. This city says that it's mutter to roast salted liver together with meat. Hanu dafka kosha ha-kovid l'mala. That's only if the liver is on top. Since it's salted, it has to be on top. Lo kaim alon, lehil chasok, rabbeinu tam. Since we hold the halacha like rabbeinu tam, shekovid shenimlach afilu levashle im basar mutter, that salted meat, even to cook with other meat is mutter, shedinik abasa maluach, because salted liver has a din of salted meat, according to Rabbeinu Tam, rak she'ena noyegin kein, except that the minig is not like Rabbeinu Tam, but the ikur adin is like Rabbeinu Tam, that it has a din of salted meat, v'mkeinu, and if this is the case, that salted liver has a din of salted meat, and you have to roast it above the unsalted meat, yesh lo tumaya al ramah shekosav afilo al gabi biso. So therefore we have a question to Ramah that says that you can roast it even above meat. The mashma culture can tusi biswa, that you can infer that below meat you certainly can roast it. So according to what we're saying, that the ikudin is like Rabbeinu Tam, you should not be able to roast it below meat. V'se'enai k'mashu k'safti. V'tzorchin. So it's a question on Ramav. So the Jewish says, V'tzorch lema d'Ramav ayri b'shekvar nimlach ha-kovid. We're speaking about where the liver was roasted, avaloi hudach, but it was not washed, or perlet adayin sir, and still giving off tzir, and therefore you can roast it even below meat. Ad kan l'shoneh. That's the drisha, like was brought also in the Taz. V'gam ha-bach kosav kein ksas mizeh. Also the bach says part of this. So the shach says, v'habade lesa. This is not correct. K'di pirashti, like we explained, that filu Rabbeinu Tam shor l'chatchila. Because even according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's mutter l'chatchila, to roast liver that was salted below meat that was not salted. V'hainu, mitam, k'boi l'kach poltei. What's the reason that it's mutter? It's because we can say k'boi l'kach poltei. That even though it was salted, by roasting, even though there's no blood left, we can say k'boi l'kach poltei. Just like it absorbed, it'll come out. V'kavdi love it bisra, but to salt liver above meat, if the liver was not salted, le'mahani hachtayim at the k'boi l'kach poltei, the reason of k'boi l'kach poltei doesn't help, ela b'dievid, k'min sh'yesh b'ri b'dam. Since there's a lot of blood, if it wasn't salted, there's a lot of blood. Therefore, l'chatchila, if it wasn't salted, you can't roast it above meat. Ela de'ein tzorach l'hachtayimah. And furthermore, we don't need this reason of k'boi l'kach poltei. If unsalted liver was salted above meat, the b'lav hachi einin nivla klal. Because anyway, b'dievid we say it doesn't get absorbed. The mishrok shorak. Because the muchach l'hedja calls that b'tosfos sham. Because we say it slides off, like is clear from Tosfos, like the shach brings in sif katan yud beis. That the reason it's mutter b'dievid, like we said before, is because of mishrok shorak. And this that the Drisha writes that the Ramah is speaking where it's looking off, giving off tzira, who dochok v'rochok is far fetched, mikam etaimim for many reasons, v'ein laharoch, and we're not going to go at length to explain. And furthermore, by roasting, we don't find a differentiation if it's giving off tzira or not. By roasting, you can say k'boi l'kach poltei, even if there's no tzira. So also how the Ra'ah writes that you don't differentiate between if it's sir or not sir by roasting. And it's clear also that the Rashba does not argue. Rather, it's clear, like I said, that because of k'boi l'kach poltei, we can permit roasting meat above salted liver. Aval ksas kosha. However, we have a question. The kosher v'harav l'kamon soif simen ayin zayin. Because Ramah writes at the end of simen ayin zayin, the lechatchila also litzleis basu shenimlach and basu shalai nimlach. The lechatchila one should not roast meat that was salted with meat that was not salted. So over here too, you should not be able to roast liver that was salted with meat that was not salted. Since mikra din, it has the same din as meat that was salted. V'yishlemes, so the shach answers, the havadei de medina shari. That's definitely medin. It's mutter afilu chatchila. Mitamid k'boi l'kach poltei. The mikra din. It's mutter chatchila even to roast unsalted meat with salted meat. El darav chashe shom lehachmir. But over there the mamor is machmir. V'kan given the habi poiskim sevele the afilu acha malicha yesh habi dam b'kovid okma adina. But over here where there are many poiskim that hold that even after salting the liver still has a lot of dam, therefore. By liver, we can rely on these shittas and say that we can go to the Ikur HaDin, that you can roast the salted liver with unsalted meat. So in summary, we're coming out that according to the Taz, you should not roast salted liver below unsalted meat, but the Eved, it will be mutter, because of Kabbalah Kachpoltai. According to the Shach, even Lechatchila, we can roast salted liver below unsalted meat. That's Sif Dalet. Now let's see Sif Hei. The Mechaber says, Loyim lechenu lechatchila agabe habasar ela tachtav. One should not salt liver above meat, only below meat. Just like by roasting, you should not salt it above meat, only below meat. Same thing is by salting. So the Shach says in Sif Katan Tezvav, Loyim lechenu lechatchila pirish kisham malach shnehem hu de lechatchila aser ubediyebed muter. Afilo hakavid lamala. With the cost of Nami Harav. This that Machaber says, that lechatchila you should not roast it above meat, but even if you roasted it above meat, it's mutter b'di'evet. That's only where they're both salted. Aval im habasar kvar nimlach, but if the meat was already salted, v'hudach, and it was washed, asur afilu di'evet, im hakoved l'mala, then it's asur even b'di'evet if the liver was above the meat. D'vadei l'goa mish habasar, because it's not any worse than other pieces of meat, shalei nimlach, that were not salted, shen nimlach, agabi basar, shen nimlach kvar, v'hudach, because it's not any worse than other meat that was salted above meat that was already salted and washed. Then it's Bayer La'el, Soif Simon, Ayin, Da'aser, as we learned at the end of Simon Ayin, that it's Aser if salted meat is roasted above meat that was already salted and washed. This is according to the Ramah, like we saw over there, but according to the Mechaber, even in such a case, it's Mutter B'di'evet, like we saw in Sifvav. V'chein Muchach Lehadjer, B'Teres HaBayis HaOrach, this is also explicit in it. It's talking about where they're both salted. Okay, so then the Ramah says, "V'nogu shaloylam loyach kovid klal." The minig is not to salt liver at all. Afilu levadi, even to salt it by itself. V'ein l'shanis, and one should not change the minig. Rak yesh l'molcho ksas kishi tchuva b'shpud. However, you should put a little bit of salt on the liver when it is already on the spit to be roasted. Aymunachas ala esh letzleisa, or it's already on the fire to be roasted. Then you should put a little bit of salt on the liver. Like any other roasting that we'll learn in Siman Ayin Vav, that you should salt it a little bit right before it's roasted. So the Taz and the Shach bring two reasons. One reason is that people shouldn't come to get mixed up and think they can salt the liver, since it has to be roasted. And the other reason is that if you salt it, the fire will cause the blood that came out to go back in. So therefore, if you did salt it, you should wash it off first before you roast it. So the Ramah continues, however, if you did salt the liver, whether you salted it by itself, or you salted it with meat, even if you salted the liver above meat, hakol mutter. Everything is mutter. There are those who say that you should take off a klipa around the liver, if it was salted together with meat, if the liver was attached to the chicken, but this is only a chumla. So the Shach says in Sifkot Yud Zayin that this is only where it was attached to the chicken, but where it wasn't attached. For example, an animal where it's not usual to be attached. In such a case, you do not need to take off a klipa. So the Ramah says, Nagul hadiach kol kovid achot tzliyasa. The minig is to wash the liver off after it's roasted. Mishum dam hadavuk bo, because of the blood that's stuck on the surface. Mihu im lohi dicha muteras. However, if it was not washed, it's mutter. So the Shach and Sifkot Yud Tes in the middle says, "V'atam isa sham the dam kovid durabonon." The reason that it's mutter is because the blood of liver is durabonon. So the Sif says he doesn't understand the Shach, because the din is by all meat that if you roast the meat and you do not wash it afterwards, that it's mutter b'di'evet. So it's not a din specifically to liver. So why does the Shach say that? The reason it's mutter over here is because of the blood of liver is durabonon. It doesn't bring an answer. That's Sif Hei. Now let's see Sif Vav. Mechaber says, Nimtza kovid ba'oif tzli mutter. If the liver was found in the roasted chicken, it's mutter. This is because, as the Gro explains, is that we say, Kabrei lekach poltoi. Then the Ramah says, V'yesh oimim, there are those that say, Likleif ma'at saviv ha'kovid, that you should take off a klipa around the liver, ve'en ala chumah ba'alma, it's only a chumah. So the Shach in Sifkot and Chof says that it's mashma, that even if it's not dovuk, you need a klipa. This is not like we just saw by salting. By salting, we said that you only need a klipa if it's davuk. But by roasting, even if it's not davuk, even if the liver is not attached to the chicken, you still should take off a klipa. So then the Shach says in Sukkot Chaf Aleph that if you did not take off a klipa and you cooked it like that, it's mutter. And once you cook it, you don't even have to take off a klipa. Even though normally something that's aser klipa, even if it's cooked, you should still take off the klipa after cooking. But over here, you don't have to take off the klipa after it's cooked. Not like by heart that we said that after it's cooked, you should take off a klipa. So the Sifsedas explains, since sometimes there won't be 60 against the klipa, so if we'll say that you should take off a klipa, so people will think that even in cases where we do need 60, a klipa is enough. Therefore, in our case, we say that you should not take off a klipa once it's cooked. However, by the heart, where according to some opinions, the blood in the heart has a din of dam be'ein, so therefore it's not a chumrah ba'alma, so therefore we require you to take off a klipa after it's cooked. So that's roasting. So now, so far we learned in Sif Hey about if the liver was salted together with meat. Now we learned the din of if it's roasted together with meat. So now we'll learn a third din of what happens if it's cooked together. So the Mechaber says, v'im hum vushel, if you cook the liver together with meat, tzorach shishim keneged hakavit, you need 60 against the liver. So the Shach explains in Sifkot Chof Beis that the Mechaber, who does not hold of Chanan by Shari Surim, he holds that in Shari Surim you can include everything in the pot to mevatel the Isser. So therefore over here, anytime you have 60 in the pot, it's mutter. However, we'll see soon that the Ramah argues. So then the Ramah says, v'ein lecha oif shu shishim neged hakavit, kishi shleimot. You don't have a chicken that's 60 against the liver, if the liver is whole. We'll see in the next year that this doesn't mean that it's impossible that there should be 60 against a complete liver. It's just that you cannot presume that there's 60, unless you go and measure. We'll see more about this in the next year. So the Ramah continues, v'lechein im hakavit shleima, therefore, if the liver is whole, v'dvuko ba'oif, and it's attached to the chicken, nasa ha'oif chatichas nevela, the chicken has a din of a piece of nevela, u'be'inen shishim mishar dvorim shebekadero neged kol ha'oif, and now we'll need 60 amongst all the rest of the things in the pot against the chicken. Since the chicken didn't have 60 against the liver, so now the whole chicken becomes aser and has a din of chanan, and now we require 60 against the whole chicken. This is the opinion of the Ramah that holds Chav Chanan by Shar Isurim. V'hu hadin im davok chatichas kovid b'chatichas oif v'ein shishim kenegdei. The same din is by a piece of liver that's attached to a piece of chicken, and there's no 60 against the liver in the piece of chicken, then I need 60 against the whole piece. Danan kaimelon b'chol isurim chaticha nasas nevela. Because the Ramah holds that in all isurim, even not basa b'cholav, we say chanan. According to the Mechaber, we only say chanan by basa b'cholav, by mixtures of meat and milk, but the Ramah holds of chanan by shar isurim. Okay, look, come on, Siman Tzedek Beis, like we'll see more about this in Siman Tzedek Beis. However, as he said, according to the Mechaber, even if the liver is attached to the chicken, we still can count the contents of the whole pot, including the chicken, to mevatel the liver, and if there's 60 in the whole pot, it's mutter. However, if the liver is not attached, mitstarif kol mashe b'kdeira, levatel hakavit, everything in the pot can be included to mevatel the liver, v'mieshishim b'kol hakol mutter. And if there is 60 amongst the contents of the pot against the liver, everything's mutter. Mihu hakavit atzma asura kamoi b'lev. However, the liver itself is also like the heart, kamoi shenis b'ayla el siman ayin beis. Like we saw before in siman ayin beis, that if it's cooked, it's asur. So here too, if it's cooked, even if there is 60, the liver itself is asur. If I may say a story for a minute, my mother-in-law, when she first got married, bought a chicken. In those days, the liver came along with the chicken. It wasn't attached, it was cut up, came along with the chicken, and it was presumed that you knew that the liver had to be roasted. She didn't know that the liver had to be roasted. The chickens were salted already, so she cooked the whole chicken with the liver together. And then when my father-in-law came home, he saw that the liver was being cooked together with the chicken. He said, you know, you have to roast it, and it's treif, the pots are treif. And so, you know, she was really taken aback by the whole thing. They called the Rav, and the Rav said, no, since it's not attached, and it's there's chicken, there's other things in the pot. There was certainly 60, and therefore everything's more to accept for the liver. It was such an impact on her right when she got married that till today, almost 40 years later, she still says over the story. And therefore, if someone gets a question, you always have to find out. Maybe there is 60, maybe. You always have to make sure to try to find out exactly what the case was. And if there's 60, it's mutter. You just say it's to throw out the liver, and the rest can be eaten. In any case, the Ramah says over here that even if there is 60, the liver is aser. So let's see the Taz Sifkot Nches. The Taz says, Miu HaKovid Atzma Asura, B'Tur Eschates Kosav, D'Niru L'Lehatu Gam HaKovid. The Ramah writes in Tur Eschates that it seems to him to permit the liver if there's 60. V'Afogav D'Kayim Olam B'Simin Samachtes, V'Bosar Shaloi Nimlach V'Nisbashal Im Shar Bosar. Even though we learned in Simin Samachtes that meat that was not salted and was cooked with other meat, even though there's 60 against the piece that was not salted, it's aser. So over here too, even though there's 60 against the liver should be aser. Nonetheless, the Torah Shchata says that in our case, the liver should be mutter. Why? Because most poiskim, benotam, and those that go like him, hold that the liver does not absorb. The question in the Gemara was, does liver aser other meat if it's not salted? But it itself will not be aser, because it doesn't absorb, since it's giving off so much blood. Eloshona machmirin. We're machmir, that the liver absorbs. So therefore it's only a chumra to say that if it's cooked by itself, that it's aser. V'su, da'af b'shar chaticha is baser shaloi nimlach, v'nisbashal, and furthermore, even by regular pieces of meat that were not salted and cooked, chumra ba'almahu lasar oisa b'dikashishim. It's only a chumra to say that's also even if it's 60. Alkein b'kahai gavna yesh lahatur gam ha-kovid kivin ikashishim. Therefore, in our case, since it's two chumras, we should matur even if it's 60. You have a chumra that me'ikra adin, liver, does not absorb from its own blood if it's cooked. And furthermore, you have me'ikra adin, even regular pieces of meat, if it's 60, it's mutter. So even though we're machmer in both cases, however, in combination, we should be me'ikra. So the Torah Chata says, Elosh Rabbeinu Yerucham oiser gam ha-kovid, the Rabbeinu Yerucham asers even the liver, alkein mevatal daito neged Rabbeinu Yerucham. And therefore, the Torah Chata says we should follow Rabbeinu Yerucham, even though he himself holds otherwise. Adkan, that's the Torah Chata. So the Taz says, v'kivin shekasavta b'sif aleph, shevashal matul alocha l'maisa ha-kovid shenizbashu levada. Since he wrote that, according to the mashal, if the liver is cooked by itself, it's mortar, ishlis machalav b'zeh, we can rely on him. At least the ein hakovin chazeres for iseres achokach dvorim acherim b'nesinis tam. That if the liver is cooked again, it does not aser other things through giving taste. The he asma ena asura klal menadin. Since it itself is not aser menadin, ela mitzad chumra. It's only aser mitzad chumra. Therefore, if it's cooked with other pieces afterwards, it will not aser them by giving taste. So the question that all the achronim ask, the hukaveger, Dogel Mavava Primogodim, is that even those that say that COVID in a neeseres, that it does not absorb, they hold that the COVID is oiseres, that it will answer other pieces. So if it's cooked again in other pieces, it should answer the other pieces, just like any iser. If it falls into one pot, and there's 60 in the first pot, and then it falls into another pot, you need 60 in the second pot as well. So the Achronim don't understand why the Taz is mekel in this case. The Chavestas answers that by blood we say whatever came out through cooking in the first cooking won't come out in the second cooking. But the other Achronim argue on the Chavos Das, the Primogodim says, that a piece of meat that was salted and was cooked with 60, and then it was cooked afterwards without 60, in the second part everything will be aser since there wasn't 60. So the task concludes, V'ayinun b'nisbash la b'loy basar. This is all if it was cooked the first time without meat. Aval im basar, pshita shein lismach l'hakol b'zat. Kein et nira la'niyus deiti. The second time is mortar where you cooked it the first time by itself, without meat. But if they cooked it the first time with meat, even the second time you'll need 60. And this also, the Primogodim says, that it does not understand what the Taz means over here. So the Chavstas explains over here that the Taz holds that since it was cooked with other meat, so the shamnunis of the other meat gets absorbed into the liver, and then the blood of the liver gets absorbed into this shamnunis that's inside the liver, and has a din of pirish, and therefore it's aser, and therefore will aser other meat if it's cooked in a second pot, if there's not 60. That's a Taz. So now let's see the Shach, Sifkot Nchav Gimel, who has a question on the Torah Chatas. First, he brings the Torah's chatzis that we saw in the Taz. Let's start from the middle in the Sifkot and Chav Gimel, where it says Uberabenu Yerucham Nesif Tezvov. In the Machon, it's two lines from the bottom. So the Shach says Uberabenu Yerucham Nesif Tezvov LeNimtze Dover. We do not find this that the Torah's chatzis quotes from him. The Torah's chatzis says that according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, even if the 60 the liver is aser, the Shach says that it doesn't say like that in Rabbeinu Yerucham. But Adraba. The Rabbeinu Yerucham says that we have to estimate against the whole liver, since we don't know how much blood comes out, even though the liver is mutter. So we see that the Rabbeinu Yerucham writes that the liver is mutter, if there's 60 against it. The Rabbeinu Yerucham holds that the liver is not usher, just like a heart that was cooked without cutting it open, that you have to estimate against the whole heart, even though the lev is mutter, like Rabbeinu Yerucham wrote in Dinei Alev. That's the Rabbeinu Yerucham. So the Shach says that we see from Rabbeinu Yerucham, not like what the Torah's chatzis is saying. The Torah's chatzis says that Rabbeinu Yerucham holds that even if the 60, the liver is aser. But we see the Rabbeinu Yerucham holds that the liver is mutter. But the Shach says, Ela Shekosav L'Sham, B'Soifa Ois, but Rabbeinu Yerucham writes over there, at the end of that Ois, the Tanagoylis Shenitzla Im HaKovet Shelo, that a chicken that was roasted with its liver, HaKovet Aser, the Tanagoylis Mutaris, that the liver is Aser and the chicken is Mutar. K'yesh B'yosim Ishishim, because there's more than 60 in the chicken against the liver. HaKen L'Sheni, that's the Rabbeinu Yerucham. V'yefshu L'Aymer Shaharav Kivin L'Zeh, we can't say that the Ramah meant this Rabbeinu Yerucham, because the Torah's chatzis says that you need 60, just like by lev we need 60. And it says that before. Over here it doesn't mention lev. And furthermore, we have no proof from the second part of Rabbeinu Yerucham. The belav hachi kasha, because without the Ramah, we have a question on this part of Rabbeinu Yerucham. The hasavale Rabbeinu Yerucham, the hakovin muteres, shepelezes venibalas. Was Rabbeinu Yerucham hold that the liver is mutter? So why over here does he say that the liver is aser? El tzorach laimer, the sevel el Rabbeinu Yerucham, the betzli shiny. We have to say that Rabbeinu Yerucham holds that roasting is different. Shepeletes dam harbei, v'kones tachter b'chalal ha-tanagoyles, that a lot of blood comes out, and it collects in the pockets of the chicken, v'choyze v'nivel b'kovid, and then it will get reabsorbed into the liver. So the reason by roasting that the liver is aser is because Rabbeinu Yerucham holds that roasting is worse than cooking when it's attached to the chicken. And Rabbeinu Yerucham holds like Toisvis that you don't say kabelakach polte by the liver. Let's skip the parentheses. And furthermore, the Rabbeinu Yerucham holds you only say Mishuk Shorek when the liver is atop of the meat. However, when it's in the hollow part of the chicken, when it's attached to the chicken, and it's in the hollow part of the chicken, over there we don't say Mishuk Shorek. Because it's not any worse than pieces of meat that have pockets that we don't say Mishuk Shorek. Like I wrote in the name of the Gois Maimoni in Shar Poiskim and other Poiskim, that with his pockets you don't say Mishrak Shorek. So it's coming out that Rabbeinu Yerucham has a shita that we don't paskin like, that by roasting you don't say Kabbalah Kapolta, you don't say Mishrak Shorek. And therefore we can't bring a raya from over there that the liver remains Aser. So the Shach remains with a question. Just to mention what the Shach says in the parentheses, he points out another thing that Rabbeinu Yerucham says that the chicken is mutter because it's 60 against the liver. And he says, as we saw before, that we hold that there's not 60 in the chicken against the liver. So, in short, what the Shach is saying is that this, that the Ramah writes, that Rabbeinu Yerucham holds that even if the 60, the liver remains aser, he says there's no such Rabbeinu Yerucham. The Rabbeinu Yerucham from roasting is no proof because Rabbeinu Yerucham holds by roasting that it's aser. So what are we left with? The first Rabbeinu Yerucham that says that the liver is mutter. So therefore, if anything, we have a proof from Rabbeinu Yerucham that the liver is mutter. So on the side, they bring in the Agos for Oris, Sif Cotton Yud Aleph, they bring from the Knesset Doilo, that explains the Torah's Chatas. He says like this, he says that since we see that Rabbeinu Yerucham holds, that by roasting it's Aser, certainly by Bishul it's Aser, because we always find that cooking is worse than roasting. So then what does he mean in the beginning that he said that the liver is mutter, he doesn't mean that if it's cooked with other meat and the 60 that it's mutter. He means that what? If it's cooked by itself, it's mutter, because he holds covered aseres ven aseres, and therefore we shouldn't need 60. But nonetheless, he says that you have to estimate against the whole liver. However, if it's cooked with other meat, even if the 60, it's aser. And therefore, according to us, that we say that even if it's cooked by itself, it's aser. Therefore, even if the 60, the liver will be aser. That's the shach. Now let's just see the end of the Ramah. The Ramah says, by the test of the Taz, Oif shemal uhu bebeitzim, a chicken that was stuffed with eggs, benimsa boy lever covered, and you found inside a heart or a liver, when it was roasted. Some people have the gears here, instead of a nimtza boy, the nitzla boy, and it was roasted together with a heart or a liver. In any case, no matter how you say the gears are, that's the case, that you roasted a chicken that was stuffed with eggs, and you found inside a heart or a liver. So Amar says, dina kamavushal, it has the din of cooking, ubi'inan shishim min ha'oif b'loi ha'miloi, v'mlava kol aser. And now we need 60 in the chicken, not including the stuffing. And if you don't have 60 in the chicken, everything's aser. However, if it's stuffed with meat and there's no eggs inside that harden and stop the blood from spreading, it has a din of being roasted, and therefore the chicken won't be mutter. So the Shachas of Katan Kof Dalet brings a whole bunch of proofs that the Ramah is talking about a case where the heart or liver were attached to the chicken, and therefore you need 60 in the chicken against the liver or heart, and the stuffing is not included. But if it was not attached, then you can include the stuffing to mevatel the heart or liver, and if you have 60 amongst everything, it's mutter. This is not like the mashal who holds that even if the heart or liver were not attached to the chicken, you cannot include the egg stuffing to mevatel the liver or heart. Then in Sifkot Nechof Hei, the Shach says that where there is 60, in the case of the heart, or in the case of the liver, if the liver wasn't whole, because if it is whole, there's no 60. In the case that there is 60, even the stuffing is mutter. And he says that even though the mashal and the bach hold that the stuffing is aser, nonetheless, since the mamam and the smak hold that the eggs, we say, kabbalah kach poltoi, therefore, we can rely on the ramah that if there is 60, the eggs are mutter. That's Simon Ein Gimel.